Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Monday, July 22nd, 2015. I am your host and spiritual and wellness coach. My website is lotuslifehealing.com, lotuslifehealing.com. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Katina Love. Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A dot L-O-V-E and the number 8. This show is a platform for all conscious healers. If you are someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness, to promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts, I would love to talk with you. Also, if you have any ideas on how we can improve this show, or if you would like to hear a certain topic or have questions, I'd like to hear from you. My email is lotuslife, L-O-T-U-S-L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. The topic of today's show is the power of self-love. Now think about that for a moment. The power of self-love. Take a few deep breaths and breathe in love and breathe out love. When we develop more love for ourselves, we empower every area of our lives. Today's guest is Tina Neese. Tina is a life coach and best-selling author of The 40-Day Love Fest for You. Her passion is building and strengthening an individual's self-love as a foundation for success. Tina's focus is on raising awareness of the power of our choices in each moment. The choices we make impact our success and determine whether or not we reach our goals in business or in our personal lives. Contact Tina through 40daylovefest.com. The number 40daylovefest.com. Thank you, Tina, for being a guest on the show today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Katina, for having me. I'm happy to share ideas about self-love anytime.
Oh, awesome. So when did you publish your book?
Now you put me on the spot. I think 2012.
Okay.
Yes, 2012. I had to think about it for a minute because I developed this practice and was practicing it and teaching it for a while and then published the book. But I think it was about 3 years ago now for that book, yes.
Awesome. So you teach people to practice loving themselves. What does that mean to practice self-love?
Well, for me and my idea of loving ourselves is that we do it just like a practice like we would anything. You know, if we want to get better at playing tennis, we have to go practice, you know. And so we're so used to the idea of practice when it's for a skill, when it's for a job, when it's for a sport. And yet we sometimes forget that the personal stuff we might want just takes practice too. So if we want to be happier, if we want to love ourselves more, if we want to just feel better, we have to just practice the things that would lead us there. And sometimes I think people get overwhelmed thinking that that's a lot of work and thinking that, well, you know, if I want to improve that happiness factor, you know, loving myself more, and sometimes we don't even know what it means. And so I really take a very simplistic approach with that in the practice.
Okay. So do you incorporate that in your life coaching, and do you do that like one-on-one with individuals?
Yeah, I do it both ways. I do it in groups, individual, and everything that I do in my practices and programs starts with a foundation of 2 minutes a day. So the love of practice that's talked about in the book and that I share takes just 2 minutes a day. And it's three really simple steps and they're not even rocket science. I mean, I'm going to admit, it's not some groundbreaking new theory. It's things that a lot of us already tell people and teach people, and people have been telling us for years, is to, one, practice gratitude. We hear that a lot, right, just practicing gratitude for things. But I incorporate it into something that you do for 1 minute every day to think of three things that we're grateful for. And I take it a little bit deeper because you don't want to say the same three things. I mean, probably any of us, if I just asked you right now, Katina, what are you grateful for, you could totally think of at least three things easily, right?
Absolutely.
So the thing is that we don't want to just stick with that, but maybe why am I grateful for that? So, you know, a lot of people might be grateful for a person in their life. That is a very common thing, a family member, a friend. So you can dig a little deeper. So what are three things that you're grateful for about that person? You know, what do they bring to your life? So that this practice of gratitude doesn't stay on the superficial. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my health, whatever people, those kind of things. That it becomes something that is a little bit deeper practice than just a superficial gratitude. And it really digs deep. And it only still takes 1 minute a day to think of three things that you're grateful for. So that's one step out of the 2 minutes. And that's, and that part's easy. But I think you need some other things to go with it because, you know, it's easy to say I'm grateful for these things and then forget and go on about your day and get grumpy and, you know, get annoyed by it. I think even those who practice gratitude and love, we still get annoyed by stuff, right? That's just life. So throughout the day, another thing that I encourage people to practice of the three steps is to say something nice to themselves in the mirror. And this really takes no time because we're already looking in the mirror multiple times a day. So if we can say something nice, and ideally, people might work up to saying, I love you to themselves in the mirror. But not everybody can start there. So we start wherever we are, even if it's something totally superficial, such as nice scarf.
I like my hair today. I love my hair.
Because, you know, sometimes you don't feel like saying I love you, right? It's, and that's totally okay. But say something positive. And even if you can't, even if you don't even like the clothes you're wearing, maybe you held the door open for somebody earlier in the day. You could say, well, that was nice of you to hold the door open for them. You're right. Start wherever you are. Because I think sometimes people don't start. I don't know if you ever see this with your clients, Katina. Do you see people who they're afraid to start because they think it's going to be too big?
Right. Like I said, just take those simple steps. You know, find something you like about your body. Like, I mean, you can love yourself into loving yourself, right?
Right.
I love my hair. My hair is beautiful. I love my eyebrows. I just got my eyebrows arched, and they're just stunningly beautiful. I just, and just gaze, like you say, look in the mirror. You can gaze at yourself in the mirror, and that's the one way to fall in love with yourself. I love my lips. Oh, my eyes are so beautiful. I get so many compliments on my eyes. You know, there's there's something that we love about ourselves. We got to find something. Yeah. We're blessed with beauty inside and out, and we just have to tune into that. And to just really start to look at ourselves the way that our Creator looks at us, the way that Source Energy sees us.
Right.
To see ourselves through those lenses and others. Because when we love ourselves, it's easier to love other people.
100%.
And then when we fill ourselves with love, with that self-love, we fill ourselves up with that. It pours out to other people, so you just get it coming back to you. So many people are just used to, like, giving so much of themselves. But, like, what do you give yourself? You got to fill yourself up first before you can give to other people. Would you say that too, Tina?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, it's sometimes we think, oh, it's easier to give love to other people. But really it's not, because to a certain extent you're going to start to get apathetic a little bit about it. Like, I'm just doing all this stuff, I'm giving to other people. But it can take just 2 minutes a day, just something so simple to start giving back
right.
to yourself. And I
right.
think that's what's so crucial for people to really get, is that it doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't have to be a challenge, and you don't have to be where somebody else is. You just start wherever you are. Like you said, if you just went and had your eyebrows done, relish in that beauty that you just, you know,
right.
invested your time and money into doing, or you get your nails done, or and even if
right.
you think, well, that's kind of superficial. Well, it's not. It's you. And even if you
it's
think it is,
you.
Do it anyway.
Exactly.
Love it anyway.
Exactly.
You start where you are. You just start where you are. That's what I say. Start where
yeah.
you are. And just
Absolutely.
Add in.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I always try to tell people. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. And finish. I was just going to move on to your book. Talk about your book.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say,
the
part that people miss sometimes is that they, I know, like, oh, no, is they miss that opportunity to really just be okay with that they're not be happy 24/7, you know? And it's not
right.
even about that. It's just feeling good through everything that does happen. And
absolutely.
Just starting with, like, those 2 minutes, you know. And there's one more step that I'll share with you because it's in the book, too. So go ahead with your question.
Oh, sure. No, I was just going to say it's just so important, like you were saying, to take that time early in the morning, start out with the 2 minutes, and then later on what I tell clients is you want to incorporate that me time every day. And what I do is, you know, you just start out with 2 minutes, but increase that time with yourself, with you and you. You know, I do it early in the morning before I leave the house. You know, if I have to meet with a client or go to an appointment, I make sure that I just love on me, do my meditations, my prayers, and my gratitude in the morning, connect with source, and I'm good to go. I mean, because we really, when you feel confident about yourself and who you are, that shows on the outside and improves, like, every area in your life, every area, totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does. Absolutely. And it's really, it is important to start your day with a positive of some type, whatever it might be, however people choose to love themselves, whether it's, you know, prayer or doing a gratitude.
Right.
Just start with something that puts a little bit of positive in, because throughout the day you might have other stuff come up. But I always
right.
tell people, you know, I don't really encourage people to try and stop the negative thought, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
when we're resisting and we're like, I'm not going to think about it, I'm just not going to think about it, it just keeps coming,
mm-hmm.
right? So I just tell people,
right,
I say allow it,
energy.
But it's, yeah, allow it, because it's there for a reason. It's maybe giving you a mess, something there for you. So allow some
right.
of those things, but just don't allow it to take over, you know, and that's where when you're practicing loving yourself, you learn how to do that. Because it's not, I don't think there's an instant answer. People always want to tell me, well, how do I just have this? Well, you have to practice, right?
Right.
You know, when
right.
you look at somebody who's practicing basketball, you know, like Michael Jordan, he's made, you know, really great quotes before of how many times he's missed a game-winning shot and lost the game for his team, or how many times he's, you know, missed the basket altogether. But you're going to miss it. But you got to keep
right.
practicing. Because to us, it makes it almost look effortless. We're watching him on TV and we're like, whoa, yeah, it's just effortless. He could just do it no matter what. But he only has that appearance of effortlessness because he practices. You know, so people
right.
might
right.
ask me sometimes, how do you stay happy all the time? And I said, well, I'm not happy all the time. It doesn't have that appearance. It has an appearance.
Right.
kind of effortlessness because I practice. That's the only reason is because I practice. I totally get mad. I totally get sad. I get mad at myself sometimes, and that's okay. Just don't let it overwhelm me. And maybe in the past, sometimes I did, because I did used to hate myself, and I talk about my story a little bit in the book. And I did for lots of reasons. I had traumatic experiences, like many of us have different traumatic experiences, and they can affect us. They can make us feel unhappy. And I used to hate myself, and I used to just, my whole life would be miserable, and I didn't think about happiness even being a choice. But as soon as I had that thought or awareness that happiness was a choice, then I just had to start exploring life and like, oh, my gosh, what can I do next?
Absolutely. You know,
It's interesting. You know, I work with a lot of people who sometimes don't quite have that awareness yet. And I love, love, love working with those people because I was there. I was in a point where that wasn't really in my awareness. So I really love helping inspire that idea that it's even possible to love yourself, that it's even possible to be happy. Because once you have that belief or hope that it's possible, then practicing it doesn't seem like such a big chore anymore. Like, okay, I'm going to practice this. Maybe I can get better at this. It's just fun to see that in someone, to see someone who might be so despondent, oh, I'm not interested in that, or that's, you know, silly, I could never be happy, and then actually have a smile come from that person, you know, or someone tell me after months of practicing, well, you know, I'm not sure I'm ever going to really love myself, but I'm starting to like myself. That to me is just the most beautiful thing, to even have that change from really disliking oneself to even the possibility of starting to like themselves. It's just beautiful.
Yes.
It's just beautiful.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. Yes. So when I hear Love Fest, all sorts of things come to mind. What, you know, your book, 40 Day Love Fest, what is it about?
Oh, yeah, I do love that. I love putting 40 Day Love Fest on my name tag at a networking event. And people just say, oh, what is that?
And then
I say, well, I just help people love themselves.
I love it.
And some people run away really fast. But most people are intrigued.
So
40 Day Love Fest is just that practice, which the first two steps are the gratitude and saying something nice to yourself. And then the third step, and I encourage people to try this for at least 40 days. So the third step is acknowledging yourself for three things you accomplished every day. So ideally at the end of the day. So instead of ending the day with looking at our to-do list and what didn't get done or, you know, what has to happen tomorrow and all this busyness, we can end the day with thinking about three things that we accomplished. Even if the only thing that you think you accomplished was getting out of bed, then get out of bed. Yay, all right.
Right.
So sometimes we think, well, I went to work. Well, I had to go to work. I'm like, okay. Not really. I mean, you just might not like the consequence of the other choice. Like if you don't go to work, you're not going to get the paycheck or whatever it is. So it's really about that power of choice, because when you start to acknowledge yourself every day for three things that you did, no matter what, even if it was taking out the garbage or going to work and things that you think that you have to do, ultimately we really don't have to do those things. It's just that we prefer that choice over the opposite choice. So we really want to give power and acknowledgement to our choices. So the three things that we accomplished every day, it's a powerful way to end the day on a little bit more positive note. And most of the time, once people start practicing that and they're doing it for 40 days, they just start to see more things. They're like, wow, I guess I did do a lot of things. Wow, I guess there's more good. And you just naturally, your thought process starts to look for more good negatively. Because the more you practice looking for good, that just becomes more of a habit, and the less often you're looking for the negative. And so it just, it's a subtle shift, but when you try it for 40 days, you will see something. Even if it's just in one area of your life, you will notice almost a turnaround of how you look at it. And so 40 days is just, you know, we hear 40 days a lot. It's very popular, whether it's in spiritual practices or just other practices. And for me personally, it did start from a Lenten experience a few years ago. But it's just 40 days. It's just, it's a good time. It's like 6 weeks. And so when you say it's 6 weeks, sounds so short. And you just do it every day for this short amount of time and really give yourself a chance to feel the difference that you'll feel.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So why do you think lack of self-love is a common cause of problems in relationships, work, family, friends, whoever, or whatever area in our lives? Why do you think that is?
That's a really good question, because we sometimes don't even think about that being the problem. We think about all these outside things being the problem, not our own lack of self-love.
Right.
And I think part of it, a big part of it, is our media and our society, especially here in the United States, but even other places have very similar experience with media and advertising and all of those things. You know, back even, you're a little younger than me, but I'll be 48 in a couple of weeks. So when I was a kid, we didn't have 24/7 media bombarding us with messages.
Right.
We had a couple of TV stations, you know, we had some magazines, we had billboards. And advertising by itself, the whole issue, and even with us as coaches, right, we're kind of helping people solve problems. So advertising is about the problem. You know, well, you want to lose weight.
Right. So they're blowing the problem, the problem up.
Right.
They're blowing the problem up. We don't, you know, it's counterproductive. We don't want to blow up the problem. We want to focus on the solution so we can bring that to ourselves. We can attract it to ourselves.
Totally. And back in the old day, it didn't affect us so much because we just had it here and there. But today it's 24/7. It's on our phones, it's on our computers, and people are carrying these things with them 24/7, little things in their pocket of negativity in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, you've got 24/7 news channels.
Right.
And they're out there.
Love apps.
They're definitely out there.
We've got to have some love apps that we can download.
Love apps are out there, but they're not as popular as CNN and Fox News and all of the other stuff. So people are choosing to watch news all day, and they're choosing to, you know, get bombarded with this stuff. And, of course, reality TV, which is not even really real. I mean, they're just showing an hour of it out of, you know, 2 weeks worth of hate. So, this is the whole reality of what people are. So we've got so much of this media that's very negative and focuses on all the problems. And we've got sitcoms on TV 24/7 that are bullying and negativity. People don't agree with me sometimes, but I tell them, like, if you have an issue around, like, your kids misbehaving, negativity, bullying, low self-esteem, turn off your television, number one. I mean,
exactly. Turn it off.
Because it's 24/7 of negativity. No, it might not always meant to be that way, but it's bombarded. So constantly you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're not thin enough, you know, your skin's not clear enough, your clothes aren't good enough, 24/7. So then we have this problem with relationships where someone tells us one thing negative and it's the end of the freaking world, right?
Especially
but it's because it's personal.
A small child.
Now it's directly face-to-face with me. And I've been hearing it 24/7 for years. And now face-to-face to me, you're saying something very similar, even though it, you know, in back in the old days, maybe it wouldn't have bothered people as much. because now it's so embedded. So we have to embed something different. That's why the 40-day love practice
right.
is just 2 minutes a day. You got to start to embed the opposite to build that foundation that's missing. So this foundation of just strengthen ourselves like sticks and bones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. People don't say that anymore.
Right.
They're like, words will kill. And I'm just thinking, like, this is horrible. How do we live in a society that is like this? Because our foundation is missing. You know, this kind of, even though we might not have called it self-love in the past, there was a little bit of self-foundation. Like, whatever.
Right.
I don't care what you say about me. I'm rubbing your glue, whatever you say. Bounce off me and stick to you. So we don't just have that foundation anymore. And you can see
right.
that. You see it in our society. It's just sad. It's really sad.
That's why, Tina, every chance I get, I have a 7-year-old nephew. I absolutely adore him. I don't have any children of my own, but every time I see him, I just shower him with love and with compliments. You're smart. You're brilliant. You're handsome. You're a great guy. I love your haircut. I love the shoes you're wearing. I love your clothes. I'm just, like, showering him with love. And you know what I told him? I said, you are one of my favorite persons on the whole planet. He was like, oh, really, TT? I was like, yes. He calls me TT. I was like, yes. And not just him, but any other kids, like the kids next door or kids in the mama's store, I make sure that if I have the opportunity to get close to them, I tell them something that will uplift their spirit. Because children are soaking the information in that we give to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we're building our children up. And not just kids. I compliment teenagers, you know, even adults. Adults, you know, they, like you're saying, you know, they be told all these horrible things, like, you know, when they're growing up. Or, you know, just have this bad self-image. But we want to build and uplift each other every opportunity that we get. And the more that we love ourselves and we're connected with ourselves, the easier it is to do that. You know, I just wanted to say that.
I love that. That's so perfect. And every kid, you're so right, every kid should have that, and they don't. And so he's lucky to have his auntie. I know I have 4 little kids in my family, in my life. And I don't have kids myself, and I do the same thing because they need that, and we all need that. And so sometimes
we do
forget to always say it to adults too. But at least when we're saying it to the kids, everybody around us kind of feels that energy, and it is good. I'm glad you remember it. I try and say it to other people as well, but we just want to make sure that they get that foundation, whether it's that piece of just having some. Confidence in themselves and who they are.
Absolutely.
And that they're beautiful who they are, no matter what other people might say or they hear in media and, you know, all of that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, how can you be reached, Tina? If someone wanted to work with you as a life coach, you know, individually, one on one, or in a group?
They can visit 40daylovefest.com. Anytime.
Yeah.
We do have some information on some of our classes that we have 6-week programming, like group programming often, and there's, you know, my email and other contact information about any programs that we're doing. And they can send me an email, and that's really easy. It can just be tina@behappiertoday.com. So I like to keep it easy for people. We're more than happy to share the love. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experience with us today on The Awakening with Katina Love. Thank you. So maybe sometime in the future I can see us working together for sure.
Absolutely. That would be fabulous. I think it's just really great to connect with other like-minded people. And I think we should all do that. If we have a lot of negative people in our life, find more positive people to hang around with.
Absolutely. Yes. So love is the key. Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.